Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Longtime baseball writer and now the host of Sports with Friends, in which I was a guest, and Hall of Justice. If you're a big comic book guy or Marvel or DC guy or girl, Seth Everett is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Seth, how are you?
My friend Adam, how have you been? No, I'm good. And this week on the Hall of Justice, Lex Luthor from Smallville. Michael Rosen.
I don't watch Smallville. Is that a good show?
Smallville was a great show.
Oh, yeah, it's not on anymore. I don't even know.
Smallville ended about 10 years ago.
Shows how much I pay attention to that show.
But here's a big spoiler. He becomes Superman at the end.
Wait, Lex Luthor becomes Superman?
No, Clark Kent does.
Yeah. No, I know that. I've seen the current DC. I've seen the current version of all the DC movies. What did you think of the Zack Snyder four-hour movie there?
I was grateful for the pandemic and so that I didn't have to see that in a movie theater.
You didn't like
four
it?
4 hours?
I thought it was all right. Yeah, right. I paused.
I had an Avengers Endgame rule. During Avengers, I would not allow the people that I went to the theater with, you were not allowed to eat or drink anything for 3 hours prior.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Seth.
Through it.
Here's the thing. And we're going to switch gears to baseball in a minute. But here's the thing. They should. I've been saying this for years. I know Jonathan likes this idea. I'm saying now in the movie theater, right, they're going to need to make up money anyway because it's been forever since people have been going to the movies. They should have, if a movie is 2.5 hours or longer, have an intermission. And if the movie's like really 3.5, 4 hours, have two intermissions. What's the downside to the intermission? 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. They want you to get you in and out, though. They do want to have other shows.
Right, but you could still do it. You just have
to make it 5 hours. Yeah,
you start the first show earlier, the last show a little later, and when people go take their breaks in those 10-minute slots, they can buy more snacks.
I want these businesses to survive. I don't know how they're going to. You know, I don't know about you guys, but the TV that I have is just fine.
Yep.
Black Widow, I'll see it at home.
That's right.
I'm vaccinated, so it's not COVID that's keeping me away. It's just these streaming services have been incredible. And
yes.
I don't know, Adam, if you saw, but the fact that sports requires you to have a cable subscription to see the Indians in Cleveland or the Orioles in Baltimore is absurd.
It's disgraceful.
What they're doing is they're telling young fans who are not getting cable, you know, anybody who's 18 to 25 right now doesn't have cable. They are not going to see it. So if you want to lose your home base, you are allowing, and the Seattle Kraken had a chance to do an over-the-top app, and they didn't. They signed with a cable company, and it was just, it's just, sports are so behind the technology.
It's a great point. It's a great point, Seth. Yeah, these teams are making huge mistakes. And baseball needs all the fans it can get right now, especially with fans here in Cleveland who are angry, Seth. Fans are very angry about the payroll right now.
I don't blame them. The fact that they are getting any kind of emotion other than apathy is impressive to me. What I have noticed in this beginning part of the season is I don't even think baseball moved the needle. And I'm going to say something that I think I'll get blowback back, and I apologize if it goes on your social media. I applauded baseball for moving the All-Star game. I think they did it for the wrong reasons. I think, yes, they wanted to support the voting laws, and I don't want to get into all that stuff, but I think baseball saw an opportunity to become the lead story on the Today Show, and they weren't registering. The two stories that have had any kind of resonance in this year has been moving the All-Star game and the Texas Rangers' hypocritical opening of their stadium. And that's it.
Yeah.
And we should not – we're not talking about a team. We're not talking about a player. Mike Trout is still anonymous. It's the same issues. And I don't know if you saw, but I tweeted a stat. Larry Stone, the outstanding columnist for the Seattle Times, he sent this stat, and I'm going to read you the number. And it's a disgusting number, and it's just so, you know, unfortunate. But the Mariners played the White Sox. They were 83 total plate appearances, which resulted in 25 strikeouts, 9 walks, 1 hit batter, and 3 home runs. 46% of plate appearances resulted in no balls put in play, and it took 3 hours and 45 minutes. That's 2021
that's not
Major
good.
League Baseball.
That's rough, yeah.
No offense to the Cleveland fan who's upset about the payroll. It's not even on the sports radar. The problems are so deep.
But are you okay then with some sort of, because you'd have to make a radical change. If we're going to get balls in play, which I agree with you, that's the three true outcomes. You know, it's a major flaw right now within the construct of the game. Are you okay with altering the mound? Are you okay with, we'd have to make some drastic changes in order to see this through.
Well, I went on a bunch of stations during, you know, right around opening day, and people said, what are you hopeful for? And I said, well, they've changed this baseball. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know about the science behind a baseball, because anybody who comes on radio shows and says they know, they're lying. And what I said is that I hope that teams are going to find that home runs are a little harder, and that maybe by Memorial Day, some of these teams would start to change their philosophy and put the emphasis back on contact. That's my hope. That's my spring training optimism. Because when I see numbers like that, and that's not an extra inning game, mind you, but when I see numbers like that, I just know that with young people and the attention spans being less and less and less, and guys, the three of us have smaller attention spans than we had 15 years ago.
No doubt.
This is not the old man sitting on his porch. I'm not talking about Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays. I'm talking about Derek Jeter and David Ortiz, and we're talking about just 10 years ago and how much this has changed. And what has happened as a result is you are starting to see a sport that was always the slowest become painstakingly slow.
So I'm with you, because and it creeps up on you, and then before you know it, it's like it's at, we're moving at a glacier-esque pace and there's nothing good. But I have started to see – at least, and I don't know, maybe this is just people trying to correct some of these perceptions, but, you know, with the infusion of young, good talent, whether it's Tatis, who unfortunately had the injury, but Soto, Acuna, all of these younger players, is there a chance that it just having really good, young, exciting, fresh talent will be enough to offer a resurgence, or are we just too far gone and it's got to be the actual construct of the game?
Well, what I would then say to you, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you just said, is that Ronald Acuna Jr., let's use him as the example. Mm-hmm. You are in sports casting. It's your job to know who Ronald Acuna Jr. is. Do you think if there is a parallel you that works in a bank or works in a law office, do you think he could pick Ronald Acuna Jr. out of a lineup?
No, I tell people all the time.
Say that to Mike Trout. And Adam, you and I have had the conversation. You know, come out of a commercial break, play a random Mike Trout soundbite, and give a T-shirt to the first guy who can recognize his voice.
Right. But that's true.
But play audio from Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Derek Jeter, David Ortiz, or Alex Rodriguez. All, you know, not names I necessarily love. But in today's game, in 2021, your audience would recognize Barry Bonds' voice before Mike Trout. And Barry Bonds has been out of the game for nearly a decade.
It's a good point. I mean, I think most – you're right. Most of the voices – I think fans would recognize Francisco Lindor in this town and not many others. It's become
That's
so localized.
Francisco Lindor
right?
is barely a name. Do you think Francisco Lindor has become a household name in New York?
I don't know.
Granted, he's only played five games, so let's give him a chance. But I don't see him on a Wheaties box. I think a star in today's game is different than a star 15 years ago. And the argument that has happened is we're talking about streaming. That's why I brought up the streaming thing. Because what I want to do is I want to make the game more accessible. Because, you know, nowadays, you don't have to be. If you grow up in Cleveland, Ohio, and you don't want to be a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, if you own an iPhone or the equivalent, whatever the device of your pleasure is, if you own that device and you want to see every Milwaukee Bucks game, it is easier than watching a Cavs game. Well, if that's hard for a sport that is consistently trending like the NBA, or let's call a spade and say the NFL still has that issue too, because I thought the most interesting thing to come out of the new television contract with the NFL wasn't Sunday Night Football staying on NBC. What do you and I care about that? Well, I want to know where Sunday Ticket's going.
And right. So yeah, that's it.
A lot of
that's
fans.
The most important thing. Yeah.
And that's what we're not realizing. I don't care. And I mean this with no disrespect. Jim Nance can make as much money as he wants. I went to the same high school as him. I like saying I went to Jim Nance's high school. But the reality of it is that's not going to impact how these sports move. And again, if I'm saying these are issues facing sports that consistently trend, what chance does baseball have when the thing that baseball is becoming known for are strikeouts?
Well, that sums up the depressing world of baseball right now, Seth. Well,
again,
you know what?
You want to talk about the Indians payroll?
Not really. No. Here's the question. Here's the most important question. All right, I know one of these is not finished yet, but WandaVision or Falcon and Winter Soldier, which is better?
I got to see how it ends first. Story of Falcon and the Winter Soldier happens to deal with, there's a supplementary character, I'm not going to get into the spoilers of it, but named Isaiah Bradley. And even though I've been a comic book fan my whole life, I only have read, you know, a handful of actual books. The Truth, it's called Truth, Red, White, and Blue. It's an old Captain America story from about 20 years ago. And Isaiah Bradley is the focal point of that. If they incorporate the Isaiah Bradley story into Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that will be the best thing Marvel's done. Mm.
He's the super soldier that is the black guy who's a super soldier.
Well, basically, he was the guy that they once the super soldier serum was destroyed, they tested it on a bunch of people, and this is the only guy. Isaiah Bradley's the only guy that survived.
Right. And he got this, and they just ignored him because he, you know, because
racism and all that awfulness. Right. And my prediction, you want my wild prediction? Because your audience, if this happens, because I don't know any spoilers, is I think their big fancy cameo is going to be Chris Evans as old Cap going to visit Isaiah Bradley.
That would be cool. I hope they bring him in. I would. They've had some great cameos.
3 weeks. Have me on again in 3 weeks. We'll see if I was right.
Seth, good stuff, man. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.